back with a new story. This one is from an old RD edition. Its title is Newspaper Boy. Let's hear the story. When I was in the fourth standard, I had a paper route. Mrs. Stanley was one of my customers. She would watch me coming down her street, and by the time I had pedaled up to her porch, there would be a cold coke waiting. I'd sit and drink while she talked. Mrs. Stanley talked mostly about her dead husband. "Mrs. Stanley and I went grocery shopping this morning," she would say. The first time she said that, the drink went up my nose. That was in the days when coke going up your nose wasn't a crime, just a mite uncomfortable. I told my father how Mrs. Stanley talked as if Mr. Stanley were still alive. Dad said she was probably lonely, and that I ought to sit and listen and nod my head and smile. And maybe she would work it out of her system. So that is what I did. And it turned out Dad was right. After a while, she seemed content to leave her husband over at the cemetery. Nowadays, we would have sent Mrs. Stanley to a psychiatrist, but all she had back then was a rocking chair and her paper boy's ear. I finally quit my paper route and moved on to the more lucrative business of lawn mowing. Didn't see Mrs. Stanley for several years. Then we crossed paths at a church fundraiser. She was serving mashed potatoes and she was looking radiant. 4 years before, she had had to bribe her paper boy to have someone to talk with. Now she had friends. Her husband was gone, but life went on. I live in the city now. My front porch is a concrete slab, and my paper boy is a lady named Edna with 3 kids. She asks me how I am doing. When I don't say fine, she sticks around to hear my problems. She has lived in the city most of her life, but she knows about community. Community isn't so much a local as it is a state of mind. You find it whenever people ask how you are doing because they care, and not because they are getting paid to inquire. Kind of like what my dad told me about Mrs. Stanley. Sometimes it's good to just smile, nod your head, and listen. Thank you. I hope you like the story. So stay tuned for more like this. Thank you. Bye.